The Moral Landscape by Sam Harris. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary: The Moral Landscape, How Science Can Determine Human Values, written by Sam Harris, is a book that explores the idea that science can be used to determine human values. Harris argues that science can provide an objective basis for morality, and that morality is not a matter of subjective opinion. He argues that science can provide a framework for understanding the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be used to make moral decisions. Harris also argues that morality is not a matter of religious belief, but rather a matter of understanding the consequences of our actions. Harris begins by discussing the concept of morality and how it has been traditionally viewed. He argues that morality has been seen as a matter of subjective opinion, and that this view has led to a great deal of confusion and disagreement. He then argues that science can provide an objective basis for morality, and that this basis can be used to make moral decisions. He argues that science can provide a framework for understanding the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be used to make moral decisions. Harris then discusses the implications of his argument for religion. He argues that religion is not necessary for morality, and that morality can be based on science. He argues that religion is not necessary for morality, and that morality can be based on science. He also argues that religion can be used to support immoral behavior, and that this is not acceptable. Harris then discusses the implications of his argument for society. He argues that science can provide a framework for understanding the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be used to make moral decisions. He argues that science can provide a basis for understanding the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be used to make moral decisions. He also argues that science can provide a basis for understanding the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be used to make moral decisions. Finally, Harris discusses the implications of his argument for the future. He argues that science can provide a basis for understanding the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be used to make moral decisions. He argues that science can provide a basis for understanding the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be used to make moral decisions. He also argues that science can provide a basis for understanding the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be used to make moral decisions. The Moral Landscape is an important book that explores the idea that science can be used to determine human values. Harris argues that science can provide an objective basis for morality, and that morality is not a matter of subjective opinion. He argues that science can provide a framework for understanding the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be used to make moral decisions. He also argues that religion is not necessary for morality, and that morality can be based on science. The book is an important contribution to the debate about morality and science, and it provides an interesting and thought-provoking perspective on the subject. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Science can provide a moral framework. Sam Harris argues that science can provide a moral framework for understanding the world and making decisions about how to live. He believes that science can provide an objective basis for understanding morality and that it can be used to determine what is right and wrong. Sam Harris argues that science can provide a moral framework for understanding the world and making decisions about how to live. He believes that science can provide an objective basis for understanding morality and that it can be used to determine what is right and wrong. Harris argues that science can provide a more reliable basis for morality than traditional religious or philosophical systems, which are often based on subjective beliefs and values. He believes that science can provide a more consistent and reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs. Harris argues that science can provide a moral framework that is based on facts and evidence, rather than subjective beliefs and values. He believes that science can provide a more reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs. Harris argues that science can provide a moral framework that is based on facts and evidence, rather than subjective beliefs and values. He believes that science can provide a more consistent and reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs. Harris argues that science can provide a moral framework that is based on facts and evidence, rather than subjective beliefs and values. He believes that science can provide a more reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs. He believes that science can provide a more consistent and reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs and values. Harris argues that science can provide a moral framework that is based on facts and evidence, rather than subjective beliefs and values. He believes that science can provide a more consistent and reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs. He believes that science can provide a more reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs and values. He also believes that science can provide a more consistent and reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs and values. Harris argues that science can provide a moral framework that is based on facts and evidence, rather than subjective beliefs and values. He believes that science can provide a more consistent and reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs. He also believes that science can provide a more reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs and values. He believes that science can provide a more consistent and reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs and values. He also believes that science can provide a more reliable basis for understanding morality, as it is based on facts and evidence rather than subjective beliefs and values. Main idea number 2. Morality is based on well-being. Harris argues that morality is based on the well-being of conscious creatures, and that this is the only objective basis for morality. He believes that the goal of morality should be to maximize the well-being of conscious creatures, and that this should be the basis for making moral decisions. Harris argues that morality is based on the well-being of conscious creatures, and that this is the only objective basis for morality. He believes that the goal of morality should be to maximize the well-being of conscious creatures, and that this should be the basis for making moral decisions. He argues that the only way to determine what is moral is to look at the consequences of our actions and determine which ones lead to the greatest well-being for conscious creatures. He believes that this is the only way to objectively determine what is right and wrong, and that any other approach to morality is subjective and arbitrary. Harris also argues that morality should be based on a universal standard, rather than on the subjective opinions of individuals. He believes that the only way to ensure that morality is based on a universal standard is to focus on the well-being of conscious creatures. He argues that this is the only way to ensure that morality is based on an objective, universal standard, rather than on the subjective opinions of individuals. Harris believes that morality should be based on the well-being of conscious creatures, and that this should be the basis for making moral decisions. He argues that this is the only way to ensure that morality is based on an objective, universal standard, and that any other approach to morality is subjective and arbitrary. He believes that by focusing on the well-being of conscious creatures, we can ensure that morality is based on an objective, universal standard, and that this is the only way to ensure that morality is based on an objective, universal standard. Main idea number 3. Religion is not necessary for morality. Harris argues that religion is not necessary for morality, and that morality can be based on science and reason. He believes that morality can be understood without relying on religious beliefs, and that morality should be based on facts and evidence. Sam Harris argues that religion is not necessary for morality. He believes that morality can be understood without relying on religious beliefs, and that morality should be based on facts and evidence. Harris believes that morality can be based on science and reason, and that it is possible to determine what is right and wrong without relying on religious teachings. He argues that morality should be based on what is best for the well-being of all people, and that this can be determined through scientific inquiry. Harris believes that morality should be based on what is most likely to lead to the greatest good for the greatest number of people, and that this can be determined through careful analysis of the facts and evidence. Harris believes that morality should be based on what is most likely to lead to the greatest good for the greatest number of people, and that this can be determined through careful analysis of the facts and evidence. He argues that morality should be based on what is best for the well-being of all people, and that this can be determined through scientific inquiry. Harris believes that morality should be based on what is most likely to lead to the greatest good for the greatest number of people, and that this can be determined through careful analysis of the facts and evidence. Harris argues that morality should be based on what is best for the well-being of all people, and that this can be determined through scientific inquiry. He believes that morality should be based on what is most likely to lead to the greatest good for the greatest number of people, and that this can be determined through careful analysis of the facts and evidence. Harris believes that morality should be based on science and reason, and that it is possible to determine what is right and wrong without relying on religious teachings. Main idea number 4. Free will is an illusion. Harris argues that free will is an illusion, and that our decisions are determined by the laws of physics. He believes that our decisions are determined by our biology and environment, and that we do not have the ability to choose our actions freely. Sam Harris argues that free will is an illusion, and that our decisions are determined by the laws of physics. He believes that our decisions are predetermined by our biology and environment, and that we do not have the ability to choose our actions freely. Harris believes that our brains are simply machines, and that our thoughts and actions are the result of a complex set of chemical and electrical processes. He argues that our decisions are predetermined by our biology and environment, and that we do not have the ability to choose our actions freely. He believes that our brains are simply machines, and that our thoughts and actions are the result of a complex set of chemical and electrical processes. Harris argues that free will is an illusion because our decisions are predetermined by our biology and environment. He believes that our brains are simply machines, and that our thoughts and actions are the result of a complex set of chemical and electrical processes. He believes that our decisions are predetermined by our biology and environment, and that we do not have the ability to choose our actions freely. He argues that our decisions are predetermined by our biology and environment, and that we do not have the ability to choose our actions freely. Harris believes that free will is an illusion because our decisions are predetermined by our biology and environment. He argues that our decisions are predetermined by the laws of physics, and that we do not have the ability to choose our actions freely. He believes that our brains are simply machines, and that our thoughts and actions are the result of a complex set of chemical and electrical processes. He argues that our decisions are predetermined by our biology and environment, and that we do not have the ability to choose our actions freely. Main idea number 5. Morality is not subjective. Harris argues that morality is not subjective, and that it can be objectively determined. He believes that morality can be understood through science and reason, and that it is possible to determine what is right and wrong. In his book The Moral Landscape, Sam Harris argues that morality is not subjective, and that it can be objectively determined. He believes that morality can be understood through science and reason, and that it is possible to determine what is right and wrong. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a set of principles that can be objectively determined. He believes that science can provide us with the tools to understand morality, and that we can use these tools to make moral decisions that are based on facts and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or feelings. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a set of principles that can be objectively determined. He believes that science can provide us with the tools to understand morality, and that we can use these tools to make moral decisions that are based on facts and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or feelings. He believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a set of principles that can be objectively determined. He believes that science can provide us with the tools to understand morality, and that we can use these tools to make moral decisions that are based on facts and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or feelings. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a set of principles that can be objectively determined. He believes that science can provide us with the tools to understand morality, and that we can use these tools to make moral decisions that are based on facts and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or feelings. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a set of principles that can be objectively determined. He believes that science can provide us with the tools to understand morality, and that we can use these tools to make moral decisions that are based on facts and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or feelings. Main idea number 6. Morality is not relative. Harris argues that morality is not relative, and that it is possible to determine what is right and wrong in an objective way. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on subjective opinions. Sam Harris argues that morality is not relative, and that it is possible to determine what is right and wrong in an objective way. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on subjective opinions. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a set of principles that can be objectively determined. He believes that by understanding the facts of the world, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or cultural norms. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a set of principles that can be objectively determined. He believes that by understanding the facts of the world, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or cultural norms. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a set of principles that can be objectively determined. He argues that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on subjective opinions. Harris believes that by understanding the facts of the world, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or cultural norms. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a set of principles that can be objectively determined. He believes that by understanding the facts of the world, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and evidence, rather than on subjective opinions or cultural norms. Main idea number 7. Morality is not arbitrary. Harris argues that morality is not arbitrary, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on personal preferences. In his book The Moral Landscape, Sam Harris argues that morality is not arbitrary, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on personal preferences. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather a matter of fact. He believes that moral decisions can be made based on an understanding of the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be objectively determined. He also believes that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather a matter of what is right and wrong. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather a matter of fact, and that it is possible to make moral decisions based on an understanding of the consequences of our actions. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather a matter of fact. He argues that moral decisions can be made based on an understanding of the consequences of our actions, and that this understanding can be objectively determined. He also believes that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather a matter of what is right and wrong. Harris argues that morality is not arbitrary, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on personal preferences. Main idea number 8. Morality is not a matter of opinion. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on personal beliefs. Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on personal beliefs. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He further argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He argues that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He further argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He further argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on personal beliefs. Main idea number 9. Morality is not a matter of faith. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of faith, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on religious beliefs. In his book The Moral Landscape, Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of faith, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on religious beliefs, and that morality can be determined objectively. Harris argues that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on religious beliefs. He believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that morality is not a matter of faith, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on religious beliefs. He believes that morality is not a matter of faith, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on religious beliefs. He believes that morality is not a matter of faith, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. Main idea number 10. Morality is not a matter of culture. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of culture, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on cultural norms. Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of culture, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on cultural norms, and that morality can be determined objectively. Harris believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on cultural norms. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that morality is based on universal principles that can be determined objectively, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on cultural norms. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that morality is based on universal principles that can be determined objectively, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on cultural norms. He argues that morality is not a matter of culture, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that morality is based on universal principles that can be determined objectively, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on cultural norms. Harris believes that morality is based on universal principles that can be determined objectively, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on cultural norms. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that morality is based on universal principles that can be determined objectively, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on cultural norms. He argues that morality is not a matter of culture, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. Main idea number 11. Morality is not a matter of tradition. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of tradition, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on traditional values. In his book The Moral Landscape, Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of tradition, but rather can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on traditional values. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that by understanding the facts and evidence, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and logic, rather than on tradition or personal preference. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of subjective opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that by understanding the facts and evidence, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and logic, rather than on tradition or personal preference. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of tradition, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that by understanding the facts and evidence, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and logic, rather than on tradition or personal preference. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He argues that morality is not a matter of tradition, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that by understanding the facts and evidence, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and logic, rather than on tradition or personal preference. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of subjective opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. Main idea number 12. Morality is not a matter of intuition. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of intuition, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on gut feelings. Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of intuition, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on gut feelings, and that morality can be determined objectively. Harris believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on intuition. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather a matter of fact, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on subjective feelings. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather a matter of objective facts. He argues that morality is based on evidence and facts, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on intuition. He believes that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather a matter of fact, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on subjective feelings. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of intuition, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on gut feelings, and that morality can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on intuition. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather a matter of fact, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on subjective feelings. Main idea number 13. Morality is not a matter of emotion. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of emotion, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on emotional reactions. Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of emotion, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on emotional reactions. Harris argues that morality can be determined objectively, and that it is not necessary to rely on subjective feelings or opinions. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on emotional reactions. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He argues that morality can be determined objectively, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on emotional reactions. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on emotional reactions. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of emotion, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on emotional reactions. He argues that morality can be determined objectively, and that it is not necessary to rely on subjective feelings or opinions. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on emotional reactions. Main idea number 14. Morality is not a matter of personal preference. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of personal preference, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on individual tastes. Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on individual tastes. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that morality is not a matter of subjective opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively evaluated. He further argues that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively assessed. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of individual opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He argues that morality is not a matter of subjective opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively evaluated. He further argues that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively assessed. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of individual opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He argues that morality is not a matter of subjective opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively evaluated. He further argues that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively assessed. He believes that morality is not a matter of individual taste, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. Main idea number 15. Morality is not a matter of religion. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of religion, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on religious teachings. Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of religion, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on religious teachings. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of personal opinion or subjective preference, but rather a matter of objective facts and evidence. He argues that morality is based on the consequences of our actions, and that we can use reason and evidence to determine what is right and wrong. He believes that morality is not a matter of faith or dogma, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of blindly following religious teachings, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. He argues that morality is not a matter of blindly following religious teachings, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. He believes that morality is not a matter of blindly following religious teachings, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. He argues that morality is not a matter of blindly following religious teachings, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of blindly following religious teachings, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. He argues that morality is not a matter of blindly following religious teachings, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. He believes that morality is not a matter of blindly following religious teachings, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. He argues that morality is not a matter of blindly following religious teachings, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. Main idea number 16. Morality is not a matter of authority. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of authority, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on the opinions of others. Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of authority, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on the opinions of others, and that morality can be determined objectively. Harris believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on the opinions of others. He argues that morality is not a matter of authority, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He argues that morality is not a matter of authority, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on the opinions of others, and that morality can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on the opinions of others. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of authority, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on the opinions of others, and that morality can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on the opinions of others. He argues that morality is not a matter of authority, but rather a matter of facts and evidence. Main idea number 17. Morality is not a matter of power. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of power, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on the power of authority figures. In his book The Moral Landscape, Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of power. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on the power of authority figures. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather an objective truth that can be determined through reason and evidence. He believes that morality is not a matter of what is popular or socially accepted, but rather a matter of what is right and wrong. He argues that morality is not a matter of power, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of what is convenient or easy, but rather a matter of what is right and wrong. He argues that morality is not a matter of what is popular or socially accepted, but rather a matter of what is true and false. He believes that morality is not a matter of what is powerful or influential, but rather a matter of what is good and bad. He argues that morality is not a matter of what is convenient or easy, but rather a matter of what is right and wrong. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of power, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather an objective truth that can be determined through reason and evidence. He believes that morality is not a matter of what is popular or socially accepted, but rather a matter of what is right and wrong. He argues that morality is not a matter of power, but rather a matter of understanding the facts and making the best decisions based on them. Main idea number 18. Morality is not a matter of luck. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of luck, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on chance. Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of luck, but rather a matter of fact and evidence. He believes that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on chance, and that morality can be determined objectively. Harris believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on luck or chance. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of fact and evidence. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on luck or chance. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of fact and evidence. He argues that morality is not a matter of luck, but rather a matter of fact and evidence. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on luck or chance. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of fact and evidence. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of luck, but rather a matter of fact and evidence. He argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather a matter of fact and evidence. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on luck or chance. He argues that morality is not a matter of luck, but rather a matter of fact and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on chance. Main idea number 19. Morality is not a matter of convenience. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of convenience, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on what is convenient or easy. Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of convenience. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on what is convenient or easy. Harris believes that morality can be determined objectively, and that it is not simply a matter of personal preference or opinion. He argues that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on what is convenient or easy. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of convenience, but rather a matter of fact. He argues that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on what is convenient or easy. He believes that morality can be determined objectively, and that it is not simply a matter of personal preference or opinion. He argues that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on what is convenient or easy. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of convenience, but rather a matter of fact. He argues that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on what is convenient or easy. He believes that morality can be determined objectively, and that it is not simply a matter of personal preference or opinion. He argues that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on what is convenient or easy. Main idea number 20. Morality is not a matter of tradition. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of tradition, and that it can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on traditional values or customs. In his book The Moral Landscape, Sam Harris argues that morality is not a matter of tradition, but rather can be determined objectively. He believes that morality is based on facts and evidence, and that it is possible to make moral decisions without relying on traditional values or customs. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that by understanding the facts and evidence, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and logic, rather than on tradition or custom. Harris argues that morality is not a matter of subjective opinion, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He believes that by understanding the facts and evidence, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and logic, rather than on tradition or custom. He also believes that morality is not a matter of personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. Harris argues that by understanding the facts and evidence, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and logic, rather than on tradition or custom. Harris believes that morality is not a matter of opinion or personal preference, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. He argues that by understanding the facts and evidence, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and logic, rather than on tradition or custom. He also believes that morality is not a matter of tradition, but rather is based on facts and evidence that can be objectively determined. Harris argues that by understanding the facts and evidence, we can make moral decisions that are based on reason and logic, rather than on tradition or custom.